Take, for instance, the so-named Space Zoobland, with its accelerated exponential divisions. Early genetic experiments by biologists working outside any framework of bioethics created this monstrosity and failed to contain the biomass. Certainly, they lacked any foresight into the possible dangers, as they willy-nilly spliced giant kelp, kudzu, and an assortment of carnivorous plants together. This is precisely why it is important to have bioethicists involved at every level of research and lab work.